Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 51. We're going to read it from the New Living Translation first, and for the second time we're going to read it from the New American Standard Bible. Psalm 51 is recorded to be a psalm of David, and it's regarding the time the prophet came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And you can read this story in 2 Samuel chapter 12, where Nathan comes and rebukes David. He's got a story about someone with loads of sheep and they go and take a sheep from someone else. It's an amazing story of God speaking through a prophet to correct David. And this psalm itself is a psalm of David. So how does David respond to being called out for his sin, for committing adultery? What does he do? Well, let's read what David has to say. So this is Psalm 51, first from the New Living Translation. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion, it haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to rebels, and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth will praise you. You do not desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. You do not want a burnt offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Look with favour on Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with sacrifices offered in the right spirit, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. And now we read the same psalm, but from the New American Standard Bible. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithfulness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my wrongdoings. Wash me thoroughly from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my wrongdoings, and my sin is constantly before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in guilt, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in secret you will make wisdom known to me. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Cleanse me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and wipe out all my guilty deeds. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach wrongdoers your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Save me from the guilt of bloodshed, God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips so my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. So this is Psalm 51. Now, in the account of what David does, so he commits adultery, he sleeps with someone called Bathsheba, then sends her husband, who's in the military, basically sends him out to be killed, sends him out onto the front lines. And so David is praying and he is repenting. He doesn't try and hide this from God. He doesn't say, well, God, I kind of could get away with it. I'm the king. Does it really matter? It's only one person. In fact, David tells us that this has been before him constantly, that he's known his wrongdoings. He knows that he's done something wrong. And he gets called out on it by this prophet. And he comes before God. He doesn't make any excuses. It might be seen that he says, I was brought forth in guilt, in sin my mother conceived me. It starts to sound like he's going to make an excuse that, oh, well, it's not my fault, I was born in sin. But no, absolutely not. Because he goes on to say that even in the womb, God taught him wisdom. So he might have known sin from being young, but he knew that he shouldn't have picked it. And so he is asking, he's pleading with God for forgiveness, to be purified from his sins and his guilt. He's got no joy while he's held in his sin. And when we know we've done something wrong, it weighs down on our soul. It stops us enjoying the things that we should. So let's be like David. If we don't know how to repent, this is a great prayer to pray in repentance. To say, Lord, look, I've done something wrong. When you judge against me, you judge rightly. Because I truly have done something wrong. But Lord, remove my guilt. Create in me a heart that doesn't want to do things that are wrong. I don't want to desire these things. Give me a new heart. You might remember the promise that God will write his law on our hearts, that his spirit is within us. David prays, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He knows that he needs God if he's going to turn around. If we could just stop sinning, we would do it. And we'd just be perfect. But without God, that's impossible. We need God's forgiveness and Holy Spirit. Then we might see the joy of salvation restored to us. We want to be willing to follow God, and we're going to make mistakes. But when we do, let's turn to him. Let's not hide our sins. Let's not try and sugarcoat them and say, well, I only hit them because they hit me first. Let's be honest. And let's know that there will come a day when we can say, wow, we are forgiven. The moment that we repent, we receive that beautiful forgiveness. And we keep walking with God so that we would have a new heart and not do it again. We've also got this continued theme that we had in the last few Psalms, that God isn't out there asking for sacrifices. He doesn't need us to sacrifice a goat because he's hungry and he needs to eat. What God wants is our hearts. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Give him your heart. Even if you feel it's heavy and broken and full of sin, bring that to him. Because he gives us a new heart. He restores us. He is full of forgiveness. And then we will bring praise and thanks and walk in his ways with joy. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 51. God bless you and goodbye.